The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm joined by transport commentator and consultant to the RIAC, Conor Faulkner. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
We have a number of things to talk about today. First of all, the new Garda Traffic Watch online reporting tool.
Yes, be excited. Be very excited. This is an opportunity for people who witness bad behaviour on the road. So that driver that cut you off, that idiot on his mobile phone, that cyclist who mounted the footpath. You now have the capacity. The guards for 10 years have had a phone number that you can ring, a Traffic Watch phone number. I think most people felt that that was a bit like just spitting into the air. There never seemed to be any follow-up or anything about it. But there is now an online reporting form. So again, seriously, if you have that sort of driver who's cut you up or something like that, maybe the same guy you see every morning on the M50, there he is again, you can actually report that, and the Garda are promising that they will follow up on the online reporting.
This is nonsense. I mean, it's like reporting to Facebook about somebody who said something, or to X.
To be honest, I think that's exactly what it's like, Pat. I mean, on the phone number at the moment, they get a little over 4,000 calls per year. I'm not aware of any prosecutions, because from the guard's point of view, it's very, very difficult to turn that into a successful prosecution. Mind you, it could be a good opportunity for community policing, because let's say in the Dunleary area, they get two or three phone calls about the same registration number, and it turns out to be Pat Kenny. So they can send a community guard round to ring your doorbell and say, look, we don't have a prosecution, but you've been doing this, you've been doing that. And maybe there's a good opportunity for community policing there, and perhaps also an opportunity for a disengaged public to feel that they can do something about it if they see something.
Yeah, I mean, what I said in my opening was, forget about road rage, don't get mad, get even. Report.
Yeah, it's a good point. So, I mean, people, when your own knuckles are white on the wheel and you're frustrated or whatever it is that you see that you think might be dangerous, could be anything. Could be the guy you know well who's drunk out of his mind, who's leaving the pub with his car keys in his hand. It could be, you know, the cyclist that always goes zipping through a school ground. Whatever it is, you can report it to the guards, and they say they'll follow up.
Do they accept the uploading of dash cam footage?
Well, I haven't looked at the form yet, because for me that's one of the killer things. If you can upload dash cam footage, then that could become a much more ready tool for prosecutions. But again,
and then of course you'll have the lawyers, you go in and will verify this dash cam footage, and who made the dash cam? Was it made in China? You know, all this sort of stuff.
Is it a little piece of AI that made it look like it was Pat Kenny breaking the red lights? So not as easy as it seems to be. And again, from the public's point of view, just because you saw something happen doesn't mean the guards can bang that guy to rights. The law's a little more complicated.
What do you make of the variable test results at different testing centres around the country?
An old problem. It's been around for a long time. This is information provided to the Green TD, Mark O'Cahasy, and it shows that pass rates vary enormously from one driving test centre to another. It's a problem that's been around for 20, 30 years. By the way, you don't need to source that from the RSA. You can just look it up. They publish the pass rates online. But you'll find that, for example, there's a test centre in the country where the pass rate is 75%. And there's a similar test centre, Tipperary Town, the pass rate is only 45%.
Okay, that was Kilkenny versus, was it Kilkenny?
Kilkenny is one of the high ones. Yeah. There's higher.
But Tipperary's not that far away from Kilkenny.
Not that far.
And there's great rivalry between them.
There's a small test centre in County Cork where the pass rate is over 75%. Within Dublin, the pass rates will vary. It's only 45%. In Finglas, it's significantly higher. In Churchtown. And it's been around for a long time, this problem. Now, if everybody is doing the same test, then there's clearly something going wrong there. And it's, is it a difference between testers? Is it a difference in how it's monitored? And the RSA have had this problem live in their inbox for many, many years. It's a point I've made to them for many times. It's exactly what does not happen with the NCT. The NCT is very tightly monitored. You get, statistically very satisfactory. Yeah.
But I mean, the test is different because of the different terrains over which it is driven.
Well,
if you're in the Dublin area, you're dealing with urban traffic and all the challenges. If you're in a rural area, you mightn't be near a kind of a concentrated urban area to demonstrate those skills.
Yeah, I accept that partly, Pat, but I don't think it explains this. And if you compare, say, Ballina to Tipperary town. You know, you're not looking at massive differences there. Yeah. Certainly nothing that would explain a huge variation.
No, but it might explain the low Dublin pass rates.
It might, but I'm still unconvinced by that, because you will find high and low pass rates in test centres that are otherwise quite similar. The variable here is the testers themselves. Now, historically, these guys do an awful lot of good work for us. We'd be snookered without them. But to be realistic, historically, that's been a bit of a nettle patch in terms of industrial relations. It's been difficult to manage. Bringing in things like scrutiny and monitoring has historically been difficult to do. Noting there are different pass rates is one thing. Being able to do something about it is actually a complicated thing.
I wonder, is there any statistical information about people involved in either dangerous driving situations or road accidents or fatalities, and link them back to the place where they did their test?
Yeah,
I'd be very interested in that.
It has been done to an extent, and disappointingly, you don't tend to see anything. What's overwhelmingly the correlation, I would never say that the driving test doesn't matter. It's obviously a basic standard. If you can't pass it, you shouldn't be on the road. But actually, if you look at collision proclivities and risk rates, etc., much more relevant factor is the age of the driver. So a 40-year-old driver who hasn't passed a test is actually statistically far safer than a 23-year-old driver
just
who
got
has,
the test, yeah.
Particularly if both are male. Insurance companies are not allowed to notice gender anymore, but that doesn't mean researchers can't, and it continues to be a male problem. So that's not to say that there's no point doing the test. I think you have to have a test. And in any case, we're obliged to have a test by ELO.
Well, the opportunity may come for change, because we'll have a listen to the Taoiseach now giving his thoughts on the future of the RSA.
On the RSA, though, it is true to say there's a review underway. I'm expecting the outcome of that review to come to Cabinet this autumn. It is looking at a number of options. I think the creation of the RSA was probably was a major moment of success, actually, in Ireland. If we all remember when the RSA came into being, the incredible public awareness campaigns, we saw a huge improvement in terms of road safety, a reduction in road deaths, and I want to thank the RSA for the excellent work they do. It is true to say, though, over recent years, maybe several years, their role has kind of ballooned, and they have responsibility for a lot of areas, and the question of the review now is it better for them to have a clearer, sharper focus on, I don't want to say just road safety because it's the most important thing, and ask some of the operational things around test centres and the likes to be done elsewhere. So we will consider that in the autumn, but my gut is that the answer is yes. That's my gut, that we do need an agency dedicated wholly and exclusively to road safety and advocacy, and that actually things around NCTs and the likes could perhaps be done somewhere else. So that's my view. Government will make a decision when we get the review. And yes, that does mean that obviously if you take away a revenue stream from one organisation, we'll have to find that through direct exchequer funding, but that's not in any way instrumental.
So the Taoiseach, it's not government policy yet, but they're his thoughts. What say you?
Well, you know, I'm pleased to see the Taoiseach acknowledging the great work that the RSA did. I have to say that, again, no more than the Taoiseach, without prejudice, let's read the report. But my gut says no. My gut says that this is actually a poor idea. And I recall, you know, the precursor to the Road Safety Authority was established in 2006. It's 18 years old. I'm old enough to remember what the problems were before we set it up and the reasons why it was set up. Its old precursor was something called the National Safety Council, a worthy body that had a little bit of money that, you know, but the only funding it had was the crumbs from other people's tables. And sure enough, it tried to produce road safety ads and water safety ads and fire safety ads, but it had no place in the ecosystem other than to preach slightly. I think it's important that the Road Safety Authority is an authority. I actually think it's psychologically important. When you get the letter about your penalty points, it comes from the Road Safety Authority. Mm. When you're getting your car tested, it's done by the Road Safety Authority. When you're being licensed, it's done by the Road Safety Authority.
Because all of these do feed into
they
road safety.
They all are massively important parts of the ecosystem. And I think, you know, when we created a strong Road Safety Authority, Chief Executive was a guy called Noel Brett, did a really, really good job. He baked into it that it had revenue streams from things like the car test and from things like vehicle testing and from things like licensing, newly digitised licences, etc. And it made the thing future-proof and not dependent on the whim of a minister of a day. It's very easy for the Taoiseach to say now, when the Exchequer's awash with money, oh, we'll have no problem funding them into the future. Mm. We know it's important. That's not the same for the agency in tighter times when they're trying to do multi-annual budgets.
Is this
and
a kind of a knee-jerk reaction to the high rate of fatality this
yes,
year?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And again, I would elevate it a bit and say, what problem are you trying to solve? What problem are you trying to solve? The road death figures have worsened. The Road Safety Authority, I think, has fallen away in its champion role that it used to pursue. It's not doing enough of the advertising
is
these
he,
days.
Is kind of suggesting they have so many other things to do that they can't concentrate on their core mission. Is that really what he's saying?
Well, come on. I mean, everybody's going to be busy. And I'm aware, and to some degree I should declare, you know, I have a detailed knowledge, or did at one stage, the operational side of the RSA, where they run the national car test, where they run the driving test, that is a big operation no matter who runs it. You're going to be employing hundreds of people. You're going to have contracting and auditing and call centres and outsourcing, all the sort of operations management that any complex organisation has to do. They do it quite well. My old friends in the AA used to have one of the audit contracts, so we used to check in great detail what they do that job well. Somebody has to do that job. It's not necessarily going to be done better if they give it back to the department. So I'm not sure what they're trying to solve. In the meantime, if you make the RSA toothless, then I think it loses its authority in the conversation. It becomes what the National Safety Council used to be. You know, a bit of hand-wringing, a bit of advertising. Incidentally, they got a few, Bob, additional, and they are making TV ads as we speak. They've 7 in production. So maybe we'll see a bit more from them. But I do agree that they're not doing that leadership job as well as they used to do. And I'd like to see them do it
better. And of course, we have talked endlessly about enforcement.
Oh, yeah.
Visibility of the traffic corps and so on. If you don't see them, well then...
Well, without that, you're sitting on a two-legged stool. There's no point what anybody else says. If you're not enforcing, you're not going to succeed.
I'll read you some of the comments coming in. The form is useless. This is the traffic watching.
Yeah.
You can't upload videos or photos, therefore you have to call in anyway. Couldn't a ticked-off neighbour or anyone who just doesn't like you go on reporting you for all sorts? Yes. Mm. First offence, driving with a mobile phone confiscated and a heavy fine. Second offence, phone and car confiscated. Problem instantly solved. I'm stuck on the keys from Pierce Street. Two Garda vehicles couldn't get through. Stuck for 3 to 5 minutes. The keys are going to be mental with the new traffic restrictions. So somebody cut across me. I reported, even with the reg number. Where's the proof? I can't see anyone buying into this traffic watch nonsense. On the test, I took my Nissan Qashqai to the test centre in my local town. They failed me on the front discs and other issues that I knew were okay. I took it directly to my mechanic. He told me everything was fine. I went back the next morning, spoke to the tester. He told me it was his opinion. And I asked him where the guidelines were. And he said it was his opinion. And I said, so if I got a different tester, their opinion would be different. I waited for 5 weeks, took it to another test centre, cleaned off the yellow markers that he had put on the parts, and the car passed.
Yeah, you'll hear those anecdotes, but they're not backed up. And even in the extent that they are, if you don't like the result that the NCT gives you, there's an appeal process.
Okay.
So there's a first stage appeal, you get an answer from the NCT. If you don't like the NCT's answer, there's a capacity to escalate that appeal. And if you look at successfully escalated appeals, there's virtually none. Which tells you that way over 500,000 tests conducted every year, for the most part, that's a system that works very, very well, to be fair.
All right. Connor, thank you very much for joining us. Transport commentator and consultant to the RIAC, Connor Faulkman, thank you very much. Now, still to come on News Talk,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.